Good morning. Before I begin with the Bible study this morning, I would like to play a selection for you. I was looking for something that would tie in with the passage we're looking at here in 1 John chapter 4, and I ran across this one. It's the title song of the CD entitled More Like Thee, and it's by a young man named Kerry Baggett. I would like for you to listen to the words, because it's been a long time since I've heard a song that had words that did not give in to the classic mistake that so many songwriters do, and the idea of putting words together because they rhyme. This song was written, the words and the music were written by Kerry Baggett, and I think it's refreshingly different. I would like for you to listen to it, because you've heard me say so many times things about the words of a song, and I think this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. The words are what make this song so special. Listen to the words now. Kerry Baggett, More Like Thee.
For a sinner such as I, how could a perfect man die for me upon a tree? How can I watch him there, bearing shame that I should bear? How can I live one day seeking my own will and way? Where is my humility? Where is my desire to die for thee? If I gain the world with all its passing dreams, what is that to me? Can I count all gain as loss? Do I glory in my Savior's rugged cross? May my life a channel be. Make me more like Thee. Calvary, do you know this victory? He conquered sin and death, only He can set you free. Come, bring your heavy load, walk with Him along life's road. He'll give you a new song. He will lead you from all wrong. Where is my humility? Where is my desire to die for Thee? If I gain the world with all its passing dreams, what is that to me? Can I count all gain as loss? Do I glory in my Savior's rugged cross? May my life a channel be. Make me more like Thee. Can I count all gain as loss? Do I glory in my Savior's rugged cross?
make me more like thee. I hope that kind of, I don't know, stuck in your mind. It's unusual, first of all, to hear a man with a voice that high. Secondly, that he would be the one to write the words, much and the music, much less sing them. Carrie Baggett, More Like Thee. As we were looking at 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, there is that last clause on the end of verse 17 that ties in rather much with the song that you just heard. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. My friend, the world needs us to be more like Jesus Christ. This is a troubling phrase or clause because it lays things out so clearly as to give us absolutely no room to wiggle out of our place of responsibility. It gives us no place, no ability to hide from our accountability. Because as he is, so are we in this world. We were looking in the last couple of broadcasts at some of the ways that we are to be like him. Not so much necessarily because it is commanded, but simply by reasoning. As he is, so are we in this world. He is the only begotten Son of God. If you have given your heart to Jesus Christ, then you too are a child of God, by adoption, but a son or a daughter nonetheless. The responsibility to carry on the family honor, if you will, lies incumbent on each of us. All right? He intercedes for us at the right hand of the Majesty on high. We too ought to be intercessors, praying for the lost, that they might come to salvation, praying for the sick, that if it's according to God's will, that he would raise them up, and if not, that God would give them the strength and the grace to be a testimony in their sickness. And don't forget to intercede for your brothers and sisters in Christ. I did mention the responsibility, and I say this, I guess, because as a pastor I feel the need so much and so often to have my people pray for me. Your pastor, if he is a God-fearing man, if he is a teacher and a preacher of the Word of God, is a marked man as far as the forces of hell are concerned, and they'll do anything they can to bring him down. There'll be areas of temptation that are specifically designed to appeal to him. There are all sorts of pressures and attacks that your pastor faces. And my friend, if you don't hold him up in prayer, you have nothing but regret. You have nothing to look forward to in the sense of reward if your pastor stumbles. You see, we are co-laborers together with Christ. Intercede for your pastor, and not just for your pastor, your Sunday school teachers, superintendents, deacons, the whole nine yards, the whole ball of wax, your brothers and sisters in Christ. They face sometimes unconscionable pressure, that temptations and pressures that are dealt with in the privacy of their home, in the desperation of the hour. Without the power of prayer to hold one another up, we're almost certainly doomed to crash and burn. Friend, we are to be intercessors. As he is, so are we in this world. He came to do the will of the Father. Can we say that we're expected to do any less? He is holy, in all points holy, and we are called to be holy. He said, the Scripture says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And as I pointed out, we're not talking so much about the matter of the way a person looks or dresses or whether they wear makeup or jewelry or not. We're talking about the matter of purity, spiritual purity, moral purity, integrity. Is he? Then so ought you to be. And as I pointed out in the last broadcast, if as you look at these things you find that it doesn't fit you, if purity doesn't fit you, if doing the will of the Father hasn't been your style, if interceding for the lost and for the sick or for brothers and sisters in Christ has not been on your agenda, if the awareness of being a son of God has been lacking, then, friend, don't sit there and say, oh my goodness, well, I guess I don't measure up. Who does? But if you find a distinct recognition of the fact that you're not measuring up, that these things aren't true of you, then, for the Lord's sake, and by the grace of God, change it. Make it so. Because as He is, so are we in this world. He came to die for us. Ought we not to live for Him? He was sent by the Father. He was commissioned to provide salvation. You and I have been commissioned. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. We were to go. We also have been sent and commissioned. Go ye. He came as a representative of God. He was God in the flesh. And everything that God wanted you to know, you found expressed in the person and the work, the words of Jesus Christ. You'll find that Paul says, now then, we are ambassadors, as though God did beseech you by us, be ye reconciled unto God. Because as He is, so are we in this world. He loved us, and we are commanded, and you've seen this several times in 1 John already, that we are to love one another. Now, those things were just review. He came to seek and to save the lost. And my friend, is that not part of our commission? Are we not to seek the lost, with the purpose in mind of introducing them to the Lord Jesus Christ? There were 90 of the 9 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out, on the hills away, far off from the shepherd's fold, away on the mountains, wild and bare, sick and helpless. Oh, my goodness. That old song, the 90 and 9, yeah, we were put here, my friend, with the job, as a Christian, to find the lost sheep. We were the ones commissioned to bring them back. As He is, so are we in this world. You'll find that He oftentimes is recorded in the Scripture as going out a great while before day, before daylight, and praying. As He is, so are we. The idea of prayer is not just a matter of give me, Lord, I need, Lord, send, Lord, I want. It's a matter of fellowship and communion with God, communication with God. Yes, we allow God to speak to us through His Word. There it is, but at the same time, my friend, in that secret place of prayer, in the privacy, in the silence, when it's just you and God, let Him speak to your heart. As He is, so are we in this world. Was Jesus aware? He knew what was in the heart of men. We also want to be aware of the times, the trends, the needs, and the Spirit's leading in our life in this world. Because as He is, so are we in this world. Well, my time is gone. We didn't get to finish this, but we'll come back to it on the next broadcast. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for the next edition of The Bible Says. We'll see you then.